you may be one of the 30 to 40,000 students introduced to the world of visual arts by Professor Emeritus Dwayne Preble up there at UH Manoa. Art Forms, that great text he wrote with his wife, Sarah Preble, is in its 11th printing. It's a mainstay across the nation at this point. Dwayne Preble is an artist, an educator, and an indefatigable community activist. He's just curated a new exhibition on the importance of art as process.
We need to be working with the materials of life in ways that are constructive to everybody concerned.
Professor Emeritus Dwayne Preble is still opening us up to the world of art. He's just curated a show called Art as Process because he thinks methods used to create art can be applied across disciplines.
Art is the way we present ourselves to the world. And that's not just how you get up in the morning and comb your hair. That's part of it. But basically, it's our whole relationship to being alive.
Attitude, Preble says. It's the eyes of wonder thing. He's never bored. Remember that wafting plastic bag in American Beauty? The world is a delight. And, Preble says, art teaches us to see it.
The arts teach things. Qualities of awareness, qualities of commitment, interacting with great sensitivity. And I use the word reverence because that's almost what it takes to really understand what you're working with. It's like with cooking. With cooking, you have to really tune into the materials. With art, it's the same thing. If you're centering the clay, you yourself have to be centered as you push the clay around. It's a profound experience.
That's the experience this show hopes to convey. Ceramist Cauca da Silva will be throwing pots in the gallery at times. David Smith's portfolio prepares the ground in which we plant the seed of his print, My Father's Last Orchid. See preliminaries of familiar public works, including a tiny version of Fred Rosser's Terrier Bench.
Life itself is improv, as theater people call it, you know, improvisation. Our own spirits are always kind of doing this dance that is the flow of life, which is improv.
So how are you going to act?
It's an interactive process of staying in the moment, you know, staying tuned in, fending off fears and intentions to try to really be in the now.
Preble says in that simplicity and focus, the beauty of the moment reveals itself.
The sense of beauty is when we look at something and we feel uplifted by that experience. And I think it's perception of divinity in the world, actually. It's a sense of the divine. You can't separate how something is done from the result. In other words, honesty in the process leads to honesty in the product. It's a built-in kind of honesty that is demanded.
In art, as in life. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.